Sci-Fi Party Line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat. And apparently, there's Carl there. He's your co-host, and he just, you know, just doesn't like cues.
I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable with change. You know, I was just ready to lay in with my what's happening, Kat.
Okay. Well, we're gonna stick with that. We're not gonna try to do change. He doesn't like it.
I was concerned.
You didn't like Obama with the hope and the change. Okay, that's fine. You know, that's fine. You didn't support him. You don't want to support America. That's fine. We'll do it the old way.
But I'm saluting. I'm American. I live in D.C. You can give me in trouble. You can just walk down the street and be at my door. What'd you say on that show, Carl? Oh, it's nothing, sir.
Oh, and today, guys, we're going to talk about V. We're going to talk about Stargate Universe, No Ordinary Family, and Fringe. Not in that order, but we are going to talk about them.
The shows on the bubble, shows that who knows if they're going to survive or not. Let's call it that episode.
We're doing that, guy. Mm. But first, we're doing you guys. We got a whole bunch of voicemails and Facebook comments on the website, just iTunes review.
It's like we got 5-6 people listening.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. Stephanie Kruger, we tried to get her.
How you gonna bail on this?
Went camping. It's Oregon. They got fresh air. They have to go camping.
Listen, Oregon's got more fresh air than anybody. You can get that anytime. This is the Sci-Fi Party Line. You need to be getting up on here with us.
She there eating crickets and stuff right now. She could be partying with us. We got the party over here.
See, that's what I'm saying.
She had a whole bunch of V comments. We'll get into V and we'll kind of throw in what she said about V. Also, she had some Fringe comments. We'll get into those as well. Also, Rob left a comment and he was saying that it was a crazy finale, and he said that the producers wrote themselves in a corner. You know what, we're going to talk about his comment on when we talk about V as well, because that deserves its own, you know, stuff. This is a comic from way back when, from Goddess Kali. And she said she loved this episode, the episode that we did on Farewell Caprica. She said that Daryl confused me. Haven over Caprica, original BSG over remake BSG. Nah, son. That's all she said. Nah, son. I thought she has to be like East Coast, because that's, you know, they say that.
Yeah, it's very classy. I like that.
So she was agreeing with you that, you know, no, you can't say Haven over Caprica.
I mean, we don't even need to discuss that. That message is crazy talk there. So let that part slide.
Yeah, we'll let Daryl go about his Haven. And Gail Willis, she left a comment on Facebook as well. And she left the same one on the Caprica, but then we put out like two shows at once, 91 and 92. And she said, what the? A new episode? What's gotten into you guys? I thought you were slackers.
We have no idea what the appropriate schedule is anymore. Do you do it right after the movie? If then you get accused of spoiling. If you wait too long, then people wonder where you are. There's no way to win.
Oh yeah, what can you do? Also, let me go. We got our iTunes review.
Hey, thank you.
I know iTunes. It's from Stars and Rain 07. And she's a fan from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's okay.
She says, I enjoy it. She or he, a gender neutral person. You know what? Call in and let us know.
I think it's a she.
But if it's a he, then you're offending him or her.
I'm just going to reach out into the ether and say stars and rain. That's probably a she.
Okay.
I'm just going to go out on a limb.
But if it's one of our gay brethren or sistren. We're going to step aside from that and we're going to read the iTunes review. And it's, I enjoy hearing what's new, old, great, or horrible in sci-fi genre with Kat and Carl. I don't always know about the sci-fi shows, movies, until I hear about them on Sci-Fi Party Line. Shout out to the SGU fans. LOL.
What?
as you faint. Not for long.
No, not for no.
Long. Thank you, Scott. Rain 07.
That was probably sarcasm. She'd just be a little sarcastic right there. She didn't mean that.
She Come might on. Admit it. She might have meant it.
No, I'm feeling. She's just joking. She's just joking with us.
Okay. Yeah. And we got a voicemail. Now, you know, we didn't get the crazy voicemail like last time.
Woo! Voicemails and cat. Be careful, girl. Who you are talking to.
Man, I can't help the way I look and, you know, I'm not naughty. I'm just drawn this way.
Uh-huh. That's what it is. You get up on the, you know, on the internets, you're talking to guys in languages that they understand with that old soft voice. Let me tell you about the Chimadar this week. Gets the ladies all upset. All the ladies. Like, he on the phone computer again? Is that girl Kat? I need to. What is that parting line number? I need to get on there. That's what happened. You got like a line of women waiting outside with bats and rolling pins and stuff, just waiting.
You know what? Us sci-fi girls, we got it going on. Sorry. All of us do. And I'm pretty sure we all get stuff like that. So moving right along. You know, I don't even know those people. So
you see, more ladies ought to be embracing sci-fi. Wait a minute. Science fiction. There you go.
Indeed. And guess what? We talked all that noise about Charles. HAL 28, yeah, I never, dude. He always have the 2814, there it is, sorry.
Thank you, HAL. Mm-hmm.
He left that voicemail, so thanks for that, and we're going to listen to it now.
All right, hit it.
Hey, Kat, Carl, this is Charles, a.k.a. HAL2814 of Twitter. Big fan of the Sci-Fi Party Line. Listen to the last podcast. Great job once again. Funny stuff. Carl, just let him know that I think he's a great judge of character. And I do agree with a lot of what you said in the last episode, Kat, when it comes to Smallville. I'd just like to say, guys, keep it up. I wanted to fetch night off. The event is starting to grow on me. I'm liking it. Okay, go ahead and miss me for that. But if you can like Vampire Diaries, I can like the event. Once again, you guys put the good work. You guys have good chemistry.
Oh.
It's a funny podcast. I can't wait for the next one. Later.
I can't win.
All right.
Oh, if you can like Vampire Diaries, I can like No. You know what? I'm saying no right now. There's no excuse for anyone to watch the event. They retooled the whole thing. Nobody watched. You don't have anybody on your... No, son. Just like the goddess. Just like... No, son.
Yeah, it's too late to retool. I mean, they should have retooled out the gate on that one. It just listen. I have only seen one or two of the quote retooled episodes of the event.
Wait a second. One second.
Yep. Right.
You watch that?
Yeah, I tried.
You did.
After
this episode, you say you got. You see, you know what? That's what I don't like about you, Carl.
What I do now? What?
You'll say, oh, I ain't going to watch that. And I think, okay, good. We have a core position. We're not watching it. We hate that. And then, you know what I'm saying? I watched it because what had happened.
Listen. It happened to be on. I couldn't reach the remote. I had fallen and couldn't get up. Something was on before. What had happened was, anyway, point is, I told you, I tried to give it another chance. I heard about some retooling. It was just too late. Admittedly, the pacing was a little bit better, but no, it's too late. It's too late now, and it's too bad because the money that they put behind it and what I think they were trying to do with the show could have been executed better, but it's really too late now, so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say about the event.
So are you watching The Cape?
No.
Stop. I don't know you anymore.
No. No. You and I barely survived the pilot of The Cape. I never went back after that because No. I mean, it could be the greatest show in the world now. I have no idea.
And Stars and Rain 07 is Nikki. You were right.
Hey, Nikki.
Thanks for the review, Nikki.
Right.
We're silly. Don't pay us attention. So, Carl wanted to tackle Stargate Universe first.
you know, why you had to put it like that? That I wanted to do it first.
But you know, you watch the event, so really you don't have any cred right now.
And watch is, again, a very strong term. It was on. I think I was eating some chips at the time. I didn't even hear all of it. What? Anyway, so let's do this. Okay. Now, I will have you know, the only reason I'm watching SGU is because you asked me. You said, are you going to watch SGU?
Are you kidding me? Want me to roll tape on the past episodes? I had stopped watching. And you're like, Kat, it's becoming a show again. You should really watch it. And I started watching again because at your advice, sir.
This is like 2 years ago. It's been canceled since then. Why are you watching it now? You're just torturing yourself.
Really, you're telling me that, but you know you're the one that's watching it. You're going to be like, well, because I was interested and I fell on the remote. And
okay, now, while I did fall on the remote, I do not recall saying interested at any time in the dialogue. Very different.
Stargate Universe is a case of, you know, we've watched this much, we might as well see it to the end. That's the general feeling of, you know, that I get from everybody else or, you know, the other people who really, really love it for whatever reason, I don't know. And then there's the people who's like, it's on and that's Starships, you know, let's do it. Until the end.
Yeah. Right.
So I've seen when the season premiere came back, and I just have some questions. So that's what we're starting with. We're starting with the when it returned, the part two to that, and then we're going to discuss Twin Destinies. So if you've seen everything up to Twin Destinies, you're cool, and we're going to discuss the rest of it later. Okay, so there's an alien race that were pals with Lou Diamond Phillips. They bring him back to the ship. He gets back to the ship. He can communicate with them. Then there's these drones that's attacking the ship.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. The drones are out of control. They somehow get into an alliance with the gray aliens that can talk to Lou Diamond Phillips. But something happens, and then these gray aliens decide that they want to betray Destiny and abandon them and let Destiny handle the drones by themselves. Meanwhile, the blue aliens that infected Chloe were called by Chloe. They fixed Chloe in some sort of negotiation, which I wasn't quite sure what Destiny had to offer. They fixed Chloe and give Chloe back and then whiz off without me understanding what the exchange was and why they gave Chloe back, because I was really excited to see her go and I thought she was gone for good, but no, they gave her back. And so I'm sad now. And then, so they leave, they did not help with the drone war that was going on. And then the gray aliens, in a change of heart, decide to, I guess, commit suicide as a last final gesture to help the Destiny escape. I don't get it. I understanding what happened? That's why I did the recap right there, because am I understand? Did that happen?
All right. Well, now see, here's the problem. Because this is not one of my shows. The level of detail that you are requiring me to recall from, and I've only seen them once, I'm having a little trouble. So let me say, I'll say a couple of things. I was having a little trouble with the gray versus the blue alien, you know, split there. I may be with you in terms of getting a little bit lost as to what's going on with who. What I remember is the gray show up, they start trying to commandeer or blow up Destiny. And then, you know, the replicator swarm shows up, and the replicator crews, ships started tearing everybody up. And if I remember, see, this is where things get hazy. Someone jumped in a computer or something and found out about the history of one of the alien races. Grays. Okay, now when they found out the history of the gray aliens, didn't they say something like the replicators had taken over and that's what we're calling them, because they're the Beetle guys. I don't know what you want to call them now. But the Beetle replicators had taken over or
they're
destroyed.
The drone
replicator drone beetle things had destroyed their home world
Right.
And so, you know, now they're out chasing them around, and the Greys are sort of like this ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. They're the last of their species because they have been decimated by the beetle folk. Okay.
Destroyed. Yeah.
Well, right.
Okay, never mind. I'm thinking too Roman. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So when this episode starts, it started with the Greys trying to fire on our crew from Destiny, and then the Beetle crew shows up and started messing everybody up, and so they had to sort of part the battle because their ships were falling apart and there wasn't much left. And didn't somebody jam the Beetles or something? How'd they stop?
Because they brought one on board. Yeah, and then disrupted the chain of communication, blah. Yep, because the second wave of the beetle replicator drone thing
hadn't gotten there yet.
Because there's a second wave, and we don't know where they came from, who's powering, where they Okay, we're going to stop there. Okay.
So here's where I'm with you, and things get a little bit hazy. Because one, we got the exchange with what's her name? With Chloe. Chloe. Going over there, I figured because she was so sick, they said, okay, look, we'll give it to them. Maybe, you know, they'll fix her, whatever, because they've been after her and the ship all along. So I can sort of understand them, you know, giving them back to her because they figured, look, we got nothing to lose. She stays around here, she'll just blow up the ship. So here you go. So, all right, that I'm cool with. I got that. But then, you know, and let's not forget the parallel destiny.
That's the next episode.
Weren't they trying to scavenge the ship or something?
No, that happened in the next episode because this is a two-parter we're talking about. Twin Destinies happen after that, but it happened so close that I see why you're getting them. They were running out of parts. Ship was getting damaged and it was getting to that point where they, you know, was like, oh, we don't have anything and blah, blah.
I just remember the guys out in the shuttlecraft and then the Greys pulling out in front of them. And I was like, well, why are they in the shuttlecraft? What were they out there for then? Were they getting spare parts? What were they doing? Oh, they were getting spare parts from the damaged ships because there had been a battle out there earlier.
Yes.
So they were stealing parts from the Greys. All right, so we're putting this stuff together here. But the point is, I mean, on one side, I appreciated them adding layers of things to what's going on in the show. Because before and all along, one of my big complaints is that they had that simple A plot, the very simple B plot, and there were always some kind of soap opera-esque band going through it, and not, you know, no space battles. Okay, well, finally, we got a space battle, which is effectively a quarter of the episode, which is an improvement. But, you know, I have no idea what is going on around it now. I mean, the stuff that was going on where they jammed in the history of the aliens, the description of the replicators, two alien races, all of this stuff, Chloe going on, all of this stuff is going on. It's hard to keep track now.
Yeah. And that's why I was confused, because I didn't understand. So she contacted the blue aliens to fix Chloe. Why would they fix her and give her back and not take Destiny or not, you know, what was their motivation to not bring down the rain on those people? Yeah. I don't understand. I mean, on the Destiny crew, when they've been tracking them for all this time and they've been evading them, Destiny's been evading them this whole time. And what? That drove me nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. Was there some kind of reference to when the second team of drones showed up and one of the ships, well, it was clear that only one of the ships was going to survive. Was it that Destiny was so valuable to this alien race that they sacrificed it? Clearly not for the crew.
Dude, I don't remember that. Maybe that happened because it seems like somebody said that and I blocked it out because it was just like, what bullshit, you know?
But I'm just trying, you know, in terms of the order of what was happening, because what had happened is they armed the hacked team of drones, but, you know, the new team, the second wave of drones had shown up and was tearing everything up.
Right.
And it looked like only one ship was going to survive. And so I'm guessing.
I thought they said that, you know, we're the gray aliens. It's the last of us. You know, if we die, we all die. So, you know, screw it. Let's just die right here and right now. Take one last honorable stand and then we're going to kick the. Like, why did that even have to take place? I don't even get it.
Yeah.
I don't even understand.
Well, see, okay. So if it happens like you're describing, which could be possible, you know, If what you're saying is true, it kind of maps into what they have done in the history of the show, which is introduce these you know, races of people or aliens in like one episode or one and a half episodes that we are supposed to have some kind of connection to, and then kill them off for dramatic effect. You know, it's like, oh wow, it's the last of these aliens have shown up, this last of their people, look at how noble they are, they're going to sacrifice themselves. But it's only been an episode and a half that we've known them. So how are we supposed to feel the connection to what was going on? I don't know.
Okay, when did Lou Diamond Phillips, you know, at some point, what they're trying to tell us that is that Lou Diamond Phillips himself, Captain Phillips Diamond, whatever his name is on, what is his name? I don't care. Okay. Himself in his flesh actually was on the ship at some point. How did he get there?
Oh crap! Yeah, this. How did he get on which ship? Because
on Destiny. Yeah. Because I thought he was supposed to be on the ship via the rocks the whole time. But they suggested that somehow, I guess I wasn't paying attention, that himself in his body got there. So he's dead in his. Go ahead, because you're trying to cut me off. You're trying to, you know, interject some sanity.
No, I have no sanity for you. You know what? I really believe that if we sat down and broke this out, it would make sense how Lou Diamond is on that ship. But when you think about all the twists, he was on the alien ship. He was on Earth. He was in the stones. He died once. He came back, ghost of not dead, via the stones, showed up through the Stargate. Lou, we have no idea how he is anywhere anymore. Lou is just like, I'm back again. Oh, I was just in the elevator the whole time. You know, you have no idea how this guy is showing up. It is crazy. I haven't seen this kind of insanity in terms of keeping somebody alive and bringing him back, just ever. And why is it? Maybe they're trying to shoot around his movie schedule or something. Maybe Lou can't make it to every episode. They just find some creative ways to try to keep him in there. Yeah. But that is nuts what they have been doing with his character. You're right. Is he actually there or not? I don't even know anymore. So, yeah, the ghost of Lou. That's funny.
I don't know what's going on with it. And then so we had Twin Destinies, which this episode was created so they can justify keeping the ship going by having the additional parts.
Yes, that was
like it's noble. But if you're not going to justify how they have clothes, food, all this other stuff, why do you need to make an entire episode to justify why they have enough parts to take? And because the Destiny made the twin, and then you can go scavenge.
This was done so much better in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. At the end, you know, remember the trash can? You know, all of that stuff came right back.
Bogus.
I wanted to think this is a cool episode. Really, you know,
Twin
rushes. How can you go wrong with that?
I don't know. At one point, they got really close to each other. I was like, gross, he's going to make out with him.
Don't even joke about that. I did not imagine that. I did not want to see that.
I only thought about that because of what was the Austin Powers movies. Because somebody did. Whatever. Okay, let's stay on track.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah, somebody went back in time and they had a clone and he made out with himself or something. I don't know.
Oh man,
it's Austin Powers.
I love Austin Powers. I just okay. All right. Yes, back to SG.
Yeah, we're highly distracted by that. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So one Rush is bad enough. Oh, but the thing that we learned about this is that Rush can sit in the seat.
No, because he was sacrificed. Well, remember, the ship was about
to be blown. So we don't know if he can withstand the chair or not, but we do know that he sat in the chair.
Yeah, because he's been wanting to do that all along. That's clear. You know, he's a scientist. He wants to bond with all that Destiny has to know, but he's too afraid to try it because, well, he's going to, you know, he's pretty sure he's going to die. So, hey, you got, you know, 8 minutes left to live. Your ship's falling apart. All the answers to the universe are in the chair. He jumped in the chair. So that's what was going on. Now, of course, if the series was continuing and was going to go on season after, there's no, we absolutely would see, Rush coming back with the fiery Phoenix version of Destiny from the with busted up parts. You see that? That's my Battle of the Planets reference in there for some of you. G4. Anyway, so the fiery Phoenix Rush coming back in there. You know, so, somehow he survived, and now he is the, you know, the transcended X-Men, you know, Phoenix version of him talking to. But because unfortunately, SGU is no longer, we will never get to see what truly happened with alternate timeline Mad Killer Rush.
Well, they might wrap it up in these last six episodes.
Well, they might. They like to cram a lot of stuff in or do nothing at all. So it'll either be set with them just looking out the window for three more episodes, or all questions about the history of Destiny, space, and time will be answered in probably the last 10 minutes.
Universe was a disaster.
It was
a disaster.
I don't know what to say. Like I said, from an artistic standpoint, it was pretty. The production value was excellent. Okay. A lot of the actors were good. You know, the actors were good.
But it was the blandest bunch of people I've ever seen.
It was
half of those people, they've been there the whole time. I still don't know their name. They're just so, like, background noise type of people. Like, why? No, I don't get it.
And they kept having so many opportunities to really hook the audience and to really bring people in. I think they were trying to do something, quote, different. And that came at the expense of, some of the basic things that we expect from science fiction. So it just, I don't know, just kind of went off the rails. And I'm still, you know, watching this last couple episodes, and I'm looking at it, I'm going, man, this is pretty. This ought to have been better. This should have done. And it's frustrating. It's still frustrating.
So we're going to stop.
Go ahead. I just want to go. So we had the Double Rush episode. We had the drones, the Double Rush. Then we had the bomb on Earth.
Hey.
What?
Really? You're going to spoil me?
What?
Oh, haven't seen it?
I'm messing up the order. I can't remember what the order of them are.
So you had the two-parter with the drones.
Yeah.
The twin rushes that came next, and then this bomb the Earth thing that you just spoiled me on.
Well, I mean,
dude. Fine. I read a preview and I knew that, but still.
Okay,
so you didn't know that. You didn't know
that. I knew that. See?
Whatever.
And Lou Diamond, I believe Lou Diamond dies in every episode of the finale. Lou is dead. But don't worry, he comes back. He somehow comes back.
Okay, we're going to shut it down on SGU for right now.
So, okay, that's show one that we will not be seeing in the new season. What's next?
Let's go on to something else that could be canceled, that should be canceled. V.
All right, V.
So, yeah, let's talk about that last episode. The series of the last episodes, because they feel... Because, you know, my one condition from watching this show was they killed Ryan Nichols. I was done.
Well, this being V, this being science fiction, and he being one of the headliners on the show... It doesn't necessarily mean that he's dead. You see, the girl could have just been giving him a little love hug. You know, it's just a little. The aliens do that.
So,
you know, they
lizard stabby tail through the gut is a love hug, and he's going to come back from it.
Wait, was it through the gut? I thought it was just around the neck. Wasn't that around the neck?
Okay.
Yeah, see, that was just around it. And, you know, we did not see the true end. So, you know,
oh, God. Carl, you're so positive.
But so he could be still crawling through the air ducts on the ship.
Really?
We're making an effort to get back.
I'm
going to
stop you right now. I'm going to stop you right now.
Because the little girl needs her daddy. She needs her daddy. And
no, that's I'm going to stop you right now.
Oh, that can't happen?
No. No. Okay.
Now I have a
stop your hysterics.
I'm just saying it. It just seems a little harsh. A little harsh to be killing him off like that. Then
they killed Tyler.
Well, yeah, that's...
That I was glad to have. I was like, woo! Lord, Tyler. I don't hear him anymore. I'm tired of Tyler.
Tyler.
Erica skanking it up with Kyle, who disappeared.
Oh, boy. That was a little sad, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Krychek is dead. just one episode, and they on the kitchen islandette.
And don't forget Mama. Mama, who, you know, came out, I'm going to lead you all to a new unity with humanity. Daughter to Jackal. Right on stage. I mean, she was looking.
Nobody saw that coming. Nobody warned her. I don't understand that.
I mean, it seems like the audience would have responded, "Hey, look out!"
Or would have craned their neck a little behind her, like, "Ooh, what that did to me." No.
Speak up on in front of like 2,000 people. But yeah, oh, it was sad. That was because I was actually starting to like Mama again.
She was bringing the show forward. I was like, "Ooh, I feel the 80s," you know?
Yep. And I thought that, you know, she had some, there's some plot stuff going on with her that would have been really interesting if she, you know, they'd taken her back to Earth or something and she joined the resistance, or she could have had some other twisted plan going on where she was lulling them all into a false insecurity. And then, you know, our Anna V would have had to join the humans to battle against her mama. You know, stuff could have happened.
That would have been great and weird at the same time, but I like it. We should put you on these shows for writing, because Christ on a crutch. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So, we did get a treat at the end of the last episode. Erica got to meet the guy from the original V, and he was running yet another underground battle against the visitors. So there was a column, and then there was a second.
Sixth column. Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. It was probably the second column because he was old school. He was column version 2.0. But yeah, that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool seeing him. But see, for him to show up and then they just kill off the mama, I was like, come on, they ought to have been in the scene together, something to get those two back. But yeah, well that was good. No, look, I enjoyed this episode though. I really there was stuff happening. The pacing was good. I was interested in the characters. I couldn't believe they killed off folks as they were. I was, you know, it was good. V was coming back out from the depths in the past that we've seen. And
but it was a Hail Mary because they know it's not coming back. It felt, you know, that last episode of Caprica.
Yeah.
Well, they just kind of threw everything all in there at once, and we just like, whoa, and then we got it, and then it's done. That's how that felt.
You think, because I thought it may have still been a season, like, finale cliffhanger. I
don't want to say anymore. If Brian Nichols is dead, I'm done.
Well, he's probably not dead.
I swear, shirt like that.
Like, look, I'm telling you, if the show was coming back, he probably isn't dead. Because you did not see the tentacles shooting through his gut. You know, and him being waved around in front of everybody in the crowd. That, she is dead. Now, him, you know, fading, you know, and then they cut scene before we see what happens. That means, especially in sci-fi, that he's still got a chance. I'm not just being optimistic. I'm telling you, that kind of... Because, look, no, seriously. When they kill people in V, they kill people. Remember, no, shooting down Daddy in the street? He's dead. You know, Mama Anna, she dead. We know she gone. But you know, they don't have kids. Remember what's her name from Cylon chick? She dead. There is no doubt when they're killing off people. Ain't no fading off cameras.
Well, Ryan Nichols, he got blown up and he was still alive. Okay, I'll give you that, because he got blown up in the building and he's still alive. Okay. Well,
so, But again, like I said, I feel strongly he's not dead. But that was assuming that the series was continuing.
It's gone.
Yeah. Well. Do we know officially that it's gone? Because you know it could still.
I can say with a lot of confidence that it's bubble. Gone.
That you just don't want to.
You just don't do a Hail Mary like that and not gone.
But I still don't think it's a Hail Mary.
It was. It was a Hail Mary. It was desperation.
No.
Every scene. Every scene was just desperate, shock jocking all over the place.
But they do that on season finales if it's going to be a two-part, because of course they want to keep you. If they want to keep you on, you know, watching the show, the other reason I'm not so sure it was a Hail Mary is I don't know if they had enough notice that the series was ending. Caprica, they had enough time to know that things were ending, and that's how they were able to shoot the extra footage and to write it that way to tighten
it up. These numbers haven't been good.
Yeah, but
it's no way that they wouldn't. Not no, okay, that was a horrible sentence, but you know, it's, I don't understand how you can't see this. I mean, your optimism is it's cute.
Oh,
it's cute.
Here we go again. Here we go. Just because I'm holding out hope. This is not naivete. I'm just saying. Think about all of the shows that did have follow-up seasons. The season finale is always sort of like the kitchen.
Yeah, but this is on a major network. They don't have the patience for this type of stuff. They screw V around in its infant stages, and they, you know, kind of killed it from the beginning. And it just kind of never recovered from that.
Yeah.
So I think that it's gone. And, you know, quite frankly, a V without Ryan Nichols is no V at all.
Well, I can see where your alliances lie in the episode. I'm very happy.
It's so pretty, the chocolate.
Listen, I'm just very happy that Anna is still aboard and terrorizing humanity.
Throw her hair out. That hair.
Yeah, she could grow it out a little, but then we would not be able to see her wonderfully long neck. You see that just it's so pronounced when you're watching
it. Okay, and that's V.
So it's the next show we probably won't be seeing next season. What we got? What we
no
got?
Ordinary Family.
No, we're not going to do Friends. Okay, we're going to do Friends.
You know what? Fringe got its next season.
Thank you.
This is a triumph.
Gods of
show.
Nielsen, somebody out there is shining on us. Thank you for bringing back Fringe.
Yeah, Peter begged us.
Yes, that's
Joshua
right.
Joshua Jackson begged us. Fans,
I was watching Peter. Yep. I was watching.
Watch it live to report in, to make noise, to do it. You know what it is that we do.
I told my friends to watch.
I know. And then like this, as soon as it got, we heard news that it was renewed for sure. He stopped watching it live.
Oh, that was one time. That was one time.
Some hussy. No, I'm stopping.
I was doing my party line duty while going out to the movies to, you know, have something to discuss. So we'll talk about that later.
Dress it up so pretty, don't you?
That's what was happening. I was doing my sci-fi night.
Yeah. So I think it's awesome that Anna Torp, she's the hardest working actress in showbiz to me. She's been herself, well, she's been a bland version of her character. She's been a spicy version of her character. And she's been Spock.
And don't forget, Alt-Livia.
Well, that's the spicy version of herself.
Oh, that was a spicy version? Okay.
So, yeah, it should be Alt-Livia. So she's Olivia, Alt-Livia, and Spock-Livia.
That's pretty cool. And I was totally hearing the Spock.
I was.
She did really, really well with that.
She did that.
Because, I mean, come on. When you hear that, you know, this blonde lady is supposed to be doing Spock, you're like, come on. Ain't no way she's going to be able to pull off Nimoy.
She pulled it off.
So she turned around from that mirror and she had that crazy accent. I said, holy crap, that is it.
I didn't realize that bras were so restrictive. I'm like, what?
See, now we need to get Nimoy just to say that line. Just anywhere we can just get Nimoy to say that line. That will become the ringtone for everybody. That would be awesome. Yeah, she did it.
Man, that it's So we thought that she was becoming bland Livia again. But you know, maybe they're just telling her to do that. That's what they're asking of her, because you know she can, you know, flip it out at the next episode and be Spock Livia. So we know that she's not relaxing. So they're directing her a little bit bland.
Yeah, but we still don't know what happened to Unabomber Peter. I mean, remember?
He revealed that he did that. He told her about it, but that's when she turned to Spock Livia, and they didn't really have time to talk about it.
Well, right. We're trying to figure out why, though. What was his motivation?
Oh, his motivation was to see what information they had on the machine and what their purpose was. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Nope. Well, yeah, all right. Yeah, no, okay. All right. He just seemed to take it with a certain zeal that concerned me. But all right, I'll take that.
He was pissed off. I mean, whatever, they're shapeshifters. Zeal or no zeal, kill them. I mean, just okay. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It's all right. So.
No? Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, all right. Great people to see again. Cabby's back.
Oh, yeah. And for some reason, his accent got worse or something. What happened?
I didn't
know. Or maybe he did more talking and I just didn't know it last time. I was just like, wow, what's up with that? Okay, anyway.
I didn't notice, but it was good to see him again. And now apparently
he delivered the baby.
Yeah, see, he's just part of the alt fringe team now. He's just it went from cabby to, you know, new baby daddy.
I thought he was gonna die. I thought they were gonna kill him, but now he's just gonna be part of the team.
Awesome.
I bet she's gonna make him a godfather.
Awesome. Because, you know, the French team can use a good driver. That would be awesome. He'd just be driving him around to all the different alternate locations and stuff. That could work.
Yeah. So what did you think about the... Because, you know, we didn't get the chance to go through the whole, you know, Scully baby season type of deal. We just got, oh, I'm pregnant. Next episode, ooh, look, baby. So we didn't get a chance to do the long-winded pregnancy thing, which...
Probably is a good thing. It's probably a good thing it was not a long, long pregnancy kind of thing. Because we have seen what that has done to other shows and how it has disturbed the timeline. Well, Fringe is not about that. Fringe is about keeping it moving. So, you know, she gets pregnant from a parallel dude and then bam, baby, two episodes later. We done. Who will probably be some kind of super baby. So,
oh, you think he's going to be a super baby?
Well, not a super baby, but probably a vital cog in the evil machine. So
because it's going to be like, because if he was born so fast, you think he's going to get the 4400 V treatment,
yep.
Jim Vidar treatment, where they grow up all at once, and he's going to grow up,
Shoot, he was doing that before he was even born. So yeah, we definitely get the accelerated young Peter action happening here. I'm always wary of the pregnancy character storyline in science fiction because sometimes it's not done so well. You know, when that happens, you're like, oh no. But when it comes to Fringe, they don't do things quite like everybody else. So,
because it seemed like the pregnancy on X-Files took forever.
Yeah.
It's like she was pregnant in real life, and then she got pregnant on the show, and that took forever.
Again, I'm going to trust the Fringe crew because I'm certain that they are not going to do it the way that we've seen it before. But hey, already they're keeping it moving. It's much faster than I've seen everywhere else. So
we know that Spock Livia is having problems keeping staying into the body of
Mm-hmm.
So that's you know what we saw last, and then we jumped to the pregnancy episode. I wonder what's going to happen. I thought that maybe because we see little spunky guy from the alt universe, he's a cop or an FBI agent or something in the regular universe now.
Yeah.
I thought that Spock was going to jump into him and he was going to have to do that.
Yep. I was thinking the same thing because, you know, he seemed to be playing a rather prominent role in this episode and he's always been kind of quiet in the background. And so, yeah, right when it seemed like, Spock was having a little trouble keeping his personality separate from Olivia, I thought he was like, well, I'll just grab this guy and then we'll move right on.
Or I thought he was going to grab Mama from Caprica because she got on there and she couldn't die. You remember the episode?
Yeah, that would have been a handy body to have. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look, if you find somebody that's immortal, then you got Vampire Spock. I mean, that'd be awesome.
I thought
awesome.
You were going somewhere else, but you stayed. Okay.
Where you going? Right.
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Nowhere. All right.
She didn't have to deal with the Quattrall. But yeah, it was interesting to see her again. I was just like, oh, well, Caprica. We're on Fringe now. Let's just move along. So yeah, I thought he was going to jump into her.
Yep.
But I don't know what they're going to do now. But they've done such a good job of teasing and keeping holding interest. So I'm very excited to hear that it's been renewed.
Thank you. Thank you, people.
Yeah. This clapping is for you, people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Whew. It's for you.
You know, Hal was saying, you know, he's looking forward to more episodes of the Sci-Fi Party Line. seeing as this is the only show remaining on Science Fiction Lab, it might be a little tricky for us next season because everything that we've been talking about.
Now we have Falling Skies that's coming. We have Terra Nova, which I think is canceled before it even started. And I think it's a flash. Yeah, I think it's already canceled. It's going to be a dinosaur show or something. It was like it was miserable out the gate. So I'm glad that it's having. Well, okay, I'm not glad it's having. I want people to have. Okay, I'm just going to stop.
We'll give it a chance. We'll give it a chance.
So, you have sci-fi is coming with a show called Alphas, which I most likely won't watch.
We got it. We're gonna give it a try.
Wonder Woman.
You know.
Yeah, have you seen those pictures?
Yes, I've seen the pictures. Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
I don't know.
I'm getting a little concerned.
I don't know because she looks like Trailer Park Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
she's not. They really should have found someone with actual dark hair and not got a blonde and made her dark hair because it doesn't match her skin and it doesn't look right. I was thinking that they should have got the lady, what's her face from Legend of the Seeker, the dark haired lady.
Oh yeah, that'd work. That would totally
her.
Work.
They could have even went.
That would have worked.
Zoe Deschanel. They could have gone with her, toughen her up a little bit.
I would not have watched that if she was on there. No.
I don't know why you hate her. I would have went for Katy Perry because she's already Wonder Woman to me.
That could probably work in a cartoony, over the top way.
Yeah, in a little campy, crazy way. I think Katy Perry would make a wonderful Wonder Woman. That's in the spirit of the show because it wasn't really serious. But then you see what's her face.
Man, she looked rough in that shot.
Did you see? I was like, where'd the lipstick go? What's wrong with the chin? No. Oh, it was uncomfortable.
The most images of Wonder Woman have a certain chiseled look about her face. In other words, one of the most distinctive things is she has got, you know, the cheekbones and the chin. You know, the chin and cheekbones throughout all the incarnations in comic strips. And yeah, and Linda Carr, although she, you know, didn't quite have quite the same chisel, they worked with it to bring out. Yeah, they worked with her to bring out something like cheekbones and whatnot. This girl, if you look at her face now, I mean, she's an attractive woman and all, but in terms of trying to be the iconic Wonder Woman, her face is a little round. It's not quite. So I have to depend. So what happens is, then I have to depend on the costume to make me believe that it's Wonder Woman.
And then
you see what they're doing with the costume. So I'm
man, they took it from shiny to a matte color, and it just.
I'm going to say I think the matte pants are a little bit better than.
What's wrong with putting her in some boy shorts with some stockings on like Linda Carter? What's wrong with Linda Carter's Wonder Woman? Why can't you know, if you can't wear the lady panties, you can't be Wonder Woman. You cannot do it. We don't want to see you in a pants, hot pants, leather pants. No, I want to see you in the Linda Carter short shorts.
I'm
everybody wants to see that. I'm straight and I want to see that because that's what I want. That's who Wonder Woman is.
That's who Wonder Woman is. Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, we haven't even seen the show yet. I'm
Bionic Woman all over again.
Well, I'm afraid you're right. Just looking at the stuff that's happening early on, because it's something, again, when you look at the casting, when you look at the costumes, these are the first signs of where they're going to go with the show. And you need to be able to feel something when you see that. You got to, if you go online, look at what the fans have done in terms of designing Wonder Woman costumes. If you just Google around to see what, even before, you know, the show was out there, fans have done some amazing things with what they think a Wonder Woman costume ought to look like. You know, they were responding to the old, you know, comic book where they put her in pants and jeans and whatnot. And so you can look around and see the fans came out with some awesome outfits for Wonder Woman, and that some of them that look like the costume, some of them that don't. There's even one that's sort of like a leather Renaissance spin on the Wonder Woman. I was thinking it's actually really cool. I mean, I would have rather seen her in that than what they ended up with. So
I'm disappointed we can't have Megan Fox. She's lost too much weight to be Wonder Woman right now, but Transformers Megan Fox would have done it.
I would have preferred her than who they have. Yeah, but I'm just it's disappointing because early you want to see some hint that the people who are creating the show are in line with what the fans are excited about, what the fans loved about the show or the comic book. You want to see some glimmer of that, you know, a wink or something that just lets you know that, okay, they're going to treat this in a way that is going to be respectful to the fans. It's going to be reminiscent of the series.
It's adorable.
It's so adorable. What I'm saying is,
they're not going to do that. They don't respect the fans. They think that they put that chick in there and that she's the bee's knees or whatever, and that they think that any dissension is jealous women and geeks who are stupid. They don't understand that costume is crap.
It doesn't always have to be that way, though. I mean, they did it right with Iron Man. They did it right with the new Batman. People know how to do this. They know how to respect.
I don't understand why these people don't. Wonder Woman.
That's what I don't understand.
She's important, and you can't do what this Adrian lady did in that little steal.
Well, like I said, we've only seen this is just a costume, but this is why we as fans are very concerned because, you know, you could say you just saw a costume. You hadn't even seen the show yet. But these are the beginnings of, you know, getting a feel for the people who are behind it. How are they going to be relative to what we expect, what we like about the series? It's one thing to update something, but at the same time, it's got to be in somewhat related to what it is that all the fans liked in the past. Otherwise,
and that's what the people of V didn't understand.
Yeah.
They made a soap opera instead of making it horror, because it was horror. It was scary the mini movie was the mini series, and then the TV show was crap. So the TV show of today is better than the V TV show of then, but not better than the V mini series.
Okay, well, yeah.
Whatever.
But they, you know, they had budget issues and stuff back then, too. But still, the same idea. Anytime you're bringing up something, a character that people have known for, 50-plus years, something like that, for Wonder Woman? Probably longer than that. Don't be getting too creative.
A lot of people don't like what they did with Hawaii Five-0. I don't remember enough about Hawaii Five-0 to say that I care about the old one. All I really cared about is that they kept the theme song and that I really like the show as it is. Right now it's a light, funny show. It's not nothing deep or anything, but it's a decent show, and I think it's getting renewed.
Yeah, all right. Well.
So.
All right, so that's why we're concerned. Big wig people who think that we are giving it a hard time already. That's why this is our justification for coming out of here.
She's not looking the part. And I was scared that she wasn't going to look the part when I saw her. I was like, well, maybe. But her skin tone does not match the brunette skin tone that she needs to make it work.
That's still where she is running. The expression on her face. That guys, come on. All the guys are like, oh no.
She ate a muffin and her lipstick came off, and that chin profile thing that was going on, it was just not good. I just hope I'm gonna watch it just to see the train wreck in motion.
No, it's not gonna be a train wreck. I like David E. Kelly. He could still pull this out. All right, that's me being, you know, naive and optimistic. That's me, but just listen.
You made me tired right then. I'm just tired.
Are we done with Fringe now?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Fringe. Way to go, Fringe, on getting renewed. You're doing a great job there.
We love you, Fringe.
We love you, Agent Philip Broyles. And now we're going to talk about No Ordinary Family.
It's
getting canceled.
It's getting canceled. You know what? Frankly, I blame you. Yeah, it's you, Kat. It's the reason it's canceled is your fault. And I'll tell you why.
Do tell.
It's because, you see, any show that I watch and enjoy gets canceled. All right? So I just want to put that out there right now.
So how is that my fault?
Because, you see, I had given up on No Ordinary Family. I saw the pilot. I said, this looks campy. The special effects over time. I don't want to see Teen Ox, the superhero. This is lame. But no, you called me up. You said, Carl, you got to give it another chance. You got to watch it. No, Kat, I don't know. No, come on. You're going to like it. Just watch it again. And so then I started watching it and getting all into the characters and caring about people and story arcs, and you pull me back in. And just about the time I was starting to look forward to the next episode, sucker, got you again. Ha ha, the networks are like, oh, we don't even know why you're paying for cable, you fool. We're going to replace it with another season of Hole in the Wall. I was like, oh, no, no. Darn it. So this is, you see, so what I'm saying is, if you had not got me watching and excited about No Ordinary Family again, show would still be on. It would still be on. That's on you. I'm just,
you know what? Mm-hmm. Your logic is flawed.
Thank you. No, you flawless. I agree. So people can send your letters to the Sci-Fi Pilot Line to say, Kat, don't let Carl watch any more shows we like. Just write, and she will hand respond, you know, on her own stationery to each and every letter saying why that she won't do that in the future. So there you go. Just putting that out there.
You know, I don't appreciate this. I don't appreciate this at all. Because, you know, I just wanted to enrich your life. You know, because watching things like The Cape and The
Event. Oh,
wanted to get you out back of the hole of misery that you're cased in. And I just, you know, I don't appreciate this hostility.
So you just dangle out something that's going to be good and something like that, and then you snatch it away. You snatch it away, Kat. I see how it is.
Oh, well, you know, don't be like that. You know, I was just trying to make your life a happy place.
Because,
you know, you'll watch The Cape if it weren't for me. I mean, it's...
Stop the joy. Stop it.
On, you know, in other news, Haven has been renewed.
Is that not what I said? Oh, you're lying. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my God. People.
Oh.
Y'all just wrong.
Nick Errol sent me a tweet that was very, very, very sweet of him. He said, remark, and he was like, you know what? Why don't you... I said something about Haven being renewed, and he was like, why don't you just shut up? Or, wait, no, that's not what he said. He's like, why don't you just go watch Caprica? Oh, you can't. It's canceled. I'm going to watch Haven. It's renewed. That's mean. I don't deserve this type of anything from people. I don't know why people are so hostile to me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well.
People are really just angry at perfection sometimes. Just because No Ordinary Family got canceled, you just can't blame me.
It's you. That is all on you.
I refuse, because okay. It's a great, cute show. I don't think they promoted it correctly.
No, and let's start going back again, because I really, you know, when I first saw it, I was not a fan. Think about even the logo for it. That, you know, the curtain blowing out the window. That, you remember how that was the...
I love that!
That was corny. It represented all of the corny stuff that was early No Ordinary Family.
That's what turned me off. They had a picture, like promo pictures that they were sending out, and it was just people standing in like a foyer. And then that was it. And then it's like, No Ordinary Family, watch it. And that doesn't bring me in. Now, if they would have had them in some, you know, campy costumes or, I don't know, something really exciting, it would have drew more people in. But they just put the show out there, you know, mentioned to a couple of people, and then left it alone. And of course, it's going to get, you got to nurture something like that.
Yeah, well.
This thing was, you know.
It got so much better, though. I'm telling you. So, yes, the advertising was weak in the beginning. They fixed a lot of the stuff really quick that I had a problem with early on in the series. And, man, it started getting good. I mean, really. I was really having a good time watching the dynamics between, you know, was it Mom and what's it was Stephanie and Katie.
Yeah, Katie Andrews. Yeah.
Man, Katie and Mom. I mean, besides the fact that they are rather attractive ladies. Just the girl power.
Katie, she had a geek out reference. Everything that came out of her mouth was a geek reference. And I just loved it. Yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, they had the whole fun girl power thing going on there. I mean, those two, because remember, it was the episode with the guys against the girls fighting crime.
Yeah.
It was just silly fun.
Yeah,
and you really got close to these people during what was going on. So, even Sidekick, George, after the fire burnt down and he got the Lex Lair, that was sweet, man.
I love this show, and I don't know why they're letting it go. And you know J.J. Power, the son in the show, J.J., he was Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek. He was young Kirk.
You mean the one driving the
listed to be
out of here. No way. Yeah. Oh wow, see.
Because I watched Star Trek like, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't watched it since I started watching The Warden Family, and I said, like, what the? And you know, this is young Kirk. James Tiberius Kirk. Mofo, yeah. RoboCop.
Cool.
Yes, whatever.
Oh man.
So yeah, that's on. I mean, you know, George was great. Katie was awesome. She's pregnant now. And
yeah, man.
Yeah, with Josh?
I can't remember. Evil dude. Well, no, he's dubiously.
He grew on me, and I missed him when he left.
I liked him. I was hoping that maybe he wasn't dead either. You know how things go. Maybe he's not actually gone.
But. Oh, and then they tried to twist the knife and brought the dude from Haven.
Now that was completely unnecessary.
That just cruel.
Can that guy get a real role anywhere? So he was like he was okay. He was the knockoff hero in Skyline. Then he's like the ghetto Wolverine in No Ordinary Family. I mean, he cannot catch a break. Did he look scruffier? What was going on with his beard? He was somehow scruffier than even in Haven now. And I said, I don't believe they snuck this dude in here. What are they doing?
But he still has the same hair. And his hair pisses me off. I want him to cut it because it does this little soccer mom flip in the back, and it just bothers me. Like, you're a grown man. You're a grown man. Do not have soccer mom hair.
For them to have him on the show and me still enjoy it is a testament to what they have been able to achieve.
Yeah, because that dude bothers me. Yeah. They had Xena on there.
Xena, chilling in the limo.
I know.
That was cool.
They had number 7. Cylon 7 on there, or was it 6? No, because that's 7 and 9, and then Cylon Caprica 6. Okay, sorry, I get my numbers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Woo. And what's her name from? Sanctuary from Sanctuary was on there. Not Sanctuary. Sanctuary. What's it? What's her name?
Tapping?
No. What? Okay, no, it's not Sanctuary. What's the one that we haven't seen in a year that's got the Farnsworths and the crew? They're walking around with
her. Oh, Warehouse 13.
Thank you.
Yes, she was in there. Okay, yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Look, that's what sci-fi, that's what I'm talking about. When you go on your year-long hiatuses, I can't even remember people in the show. And I like that one. Y'all just disappearing too long. Where does Warehouse? Well, all right, we'll get that later.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yes, the stories that were going on with No Ordinary Family, the now that Katie has got, you know, mama superpowers, was that not awesome?
It was cute because I want them to come back and I want her to forgive him, and then I want there to be a hug involved, and I want to you know drop a tear. I want that for me.
Well, the tear is fine, but I just thought it would be really interesting to have, you know, her finally.
You can be all cute with your hope and your naivete, but I can't hope for a tear.
No, you don't need that as
man
well. Don't need your show for that, but so I'm just very I'm very concerned. I'm just brokenhearted because, you know, like I said, I didn't want to like the show. I was perfectly content to let it go. And now you got me all interested.
Now you gotta let it go.
This is how it goes. Let it go, baby.
So TKO. Okay, anyway. So what else is on? I think that's it. Oh, we haven't seen Smallville or Supernatural. It's been off for a while, so we'll get to those. You know, do a show on those later, because it's been like 3 weeks those been absent or something.
Yeah.
So we'll do those. Anything else? Any other rants? Any news that you excited about or anything? Boy. TV news.
Yeah, I'm trying. Let me see. Don't you think that was enough we did for shows?
Nah, hey, you know, I just thought maybe you wanted to throw something else out there before I wrap this one up.
Let's wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap it up. That's our show, guys. We love your feedback. So with the voicemails, just keep your lady friends at bay and cautiously give us a call at 773-336-2686. Anything that's on that voicemail, it goes in the show. Oh, God. No breathing, please. No breathing, no yelling.
Let that be a warning to no all baby. You guys, girls, that may get excited. If you do not want her embarrassing herself on national, international internets, do not let her call
773-336-2686. Don't get caught calling me, fellas. Anyway, go to our website, leave us a comment, scifibodyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. Send us a message on facebook.com, scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, he can't. I'm sorry. My girl called you up a little earlier. Don't worry about that. I'd be happy to do the show for you next week. But just ignore Brandy. Brandy got a little excited. Don't worry.
I'm gonna get that in there some sort of way.
Oh, my name is Nicholas, aka Stars of Rain on Twitter, and I must say I'm offended by the accusations on your program. Simply because I'm an astronomer and part-time meteorologist do not give you the right to make any judgments about me or my handle. So I appreciate it, Ms. Caterator, and especially that robocall with having a fun comment and just shut the f*** up. Thank you. Long time, this is your first time caller.
End of line.